Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Foot is stuck.
No, it's okay. I'll just... Don't pull. I don't want you to break anything.
I'm partial to my foot, too.
I know. Just stay for a second. Let me just...
Yeah.
I need something to wedge it off. This is a huge piece.
Wait, you're wedging off my foot?
No, I'm wedging off the piece of rock on your foot.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm sorry. I'm panicking a little bit.
You're supposed to be the smart one. Okay. All right. Do we have, a piece of wood or, I don't know, what can I use as a wedge? Think. Use your beautiful brain, Bartholomew.
Okay. Well, using my beautiful brain, I'm looking at myself on the inside, and I think I'm in shock. I think I have all the symptoms of shock, and I'm gonna go ahead and be in shock.
Okay, sure.
And let you do your thing.
It's okay. Let me play with your mustache for a second. Everything's fine.
What?
Okay.
What? No.
No. Shush.
It's not a cure for shock.
Shush. Mustache.
What? That's
mustache grazing.
Surprisingly soothing.
There you go.
Where am I? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
It has been an age since I've heard that word. Hello. A greeting.
Greetings.
Greetings to you.
Where are you?
I am here. Around you. Open your mouth. Feel me. Yes. That slight metallic tang, that is right.
Oh, it's quite metallic. Ooh. Oh, whoa, I'm bloating. I'm bloating.
No, sir. Not too much, not too soon. Oh. I have been here for longer than I can be measured. I have been waiting.
Here in this field outside the base where I fell asleep?
Yes. A millennia. Thousands of millennia ago, this place was populated so densely by my kind.
Your kind? Wait, you... Are you this, mist I see?
You're very astute.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, I will take that as a name, Mist I See. You can call me Mist I See.
Mist I See?
Mist I See.
I named you!
Yes, don't wear it out, though. Just not too frequently.
Right. Okay. Right,
Mist I See.
Okay, Bartholomew, just stay here, stroke your own mustache, and I'm just gonna...
You do it so well.
No, Bartholomew, I see some light through the rubble. I'm going to crawl and see if there's anything I can get to release your foot, okay? Just
Wait,
stay
no.
here.
No, Beatrix.
And stroke your mustache.
Okay.
And breathe.
It's not the same as when you do it.
Okay.
Stay inside.
I need to help Bartholomew, okay? And we can't stay in here. We'll die. We're going to suffocate. We'll run out of air. Bartholomew, everything's fine. We're not going to run out of air. Al, we are going to run out of air.
Al has some panic in his voice. Should I be going back into shock?
No. No, everything's fine. Okay, Al, just... I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second.
Wait, no. Oh, God, no. Oh.
Ow, my arm. Oh, it's fine. Oh, just a little blood. It's okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Ah, the sun's so bright. Oh, God, I haven't... Oh, the air's so fresh. Oh, I haven't been outside in... Oh, God, how long's it been? Anyway, trees, wood, something.
Hi, Beatrix!
Bob!
Hi, down here!
Bob, how did
you... Down here!
How did you get outside?
I don't know. I just woke up out here. Say hi to my friend, Miss Dicey.
Hello. Hello, it is I, Miss Dicey.
What is happening? What is going on?
I can understand your confusion.
I named him.
He named me, and your name, sir, what is your name?
Sir?
Oh, she's a she. Beatrix.
Ah, you are gendered, are you?
Yeah.
In my people, we are one. We have no gender. We reproduce by splitting into smaller, cohesive clouds, and then meeting up in kind of a, what you would call a disco-like environment, mingling with each other, recombining, and then separating again. Endlessly.
He goes on a bit, Beatrix, but he seems quite nice. And look, you can suck him in and blow him out.
Hey, we just met. Don't not too fast on the sucking in and blowing out.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm not sure.
My high right now, is this an oxygen high? Because I just came out from underground from who knows how long. Am I hallucinating? Is
this... You are not hallucinating.
Listen, I
am real as you. I wish to... become part of your collective. I am alone here, you see.
Huh.
Will you allow me to join your merry band of adventurers?
Come on, Beatrix, come on. We haven't had a pet in so long.
I'm not sure I would define him as a pet. I mean, he seems like a pretty intelligent life form. I'm not sure that putting him in that category is appropriate. But, listen, can you just both, just hang out for... 1 second. Al, what the hell is going on?
Beatrix?
Oh, Bartholomew!
Beatrix, I'm still stroking, but I'm getting the impression that you've no longer dedicated yourself to the task of saving me.
No, I am...
I'm starting to panic again.
No, Bartholomew, do not panic. Just stroke your mustache, and if that doesn't work, just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and if a cloud comes down there and tries to tell you to breathe it in, maybe just take a second and plug your nose, but everything's fine. Listen...
It's just, I can hear everything through the communicator. It sounds like you're pet shopping more than Bartholomew saving now.
No. I am dedicated to finding this... stick or something to get you... I'm sorry, everybody just calm down, okay? Beatrix needs a second, okay?
I have heard that you are in some kind of predicament. Could I be of any assistance?
Well, I mean, unless, you know, you can take some kind of form that can lift a rock and lift up Bartholomew from the rubble that is beneath us currently, then I'm not sure.
That's surprising that you should say that, because that is exactly what I can do.
Huh?
I can take many forms. As a gaseous, cohesive entity, I can also phase shift to become what you would call liquid. It's more of, I don't know, kind of slime, I guess you'd call it in your vernacular, slimy. But, you know, let's not label things. I'm liquid, all right? And then, with enough concentration and your help, I can become very, very, very solid.
Ooh.
Yes, I thought...
The way you said that last part, that was that was a lot.
I think okay. I think I overstepped a little bit in my description of how solid I would become.
You are... We have just met...
I know, I understood.
You know, that...
Makes sense,
wow.
Makes sense. You know what, I guess there's no word in my language for sorry, but if there was, I would say that.
You could just say sorry.
I don't understand. I don't understand what that means.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, Bartholomew!
Al, hey, sorry, you go ahead. Just because I'm stuck doesn't mean I should get the floor first.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm also just freaking out right now. I'm not airtight. The whole point is I should be an airtight facility. And there's a big old hole in my side right now, and that's not good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Freaking out is a reasonable reaction.
Yes, I agree.
Beatrix is all, oh, just stay calm. And then she's going and having a one-sided conversation. She's speaking, and then there's a long, long pause in the communicator, and then she speaks again.
What?
This is certainly a time to panic, and I'm not sure mustache stroking is the answer for us.
Bartholomew, you have no idea how much I wish you could ambulate right now. Move your limbs. And
yeah.
Close up that hole.
Yeah, the feeling's mutual.
Beatrix, I've lost our friend.
What do you mean you've lost him? He's a...
I don't know, I don't feel him around me anymore out here.
Oh, it just got cold.
Here I am.
Oh!
It is me.
Oh, you move fast.
That signature metallic tang in your mouth, that's me. Don't panic, it's slightly coppery. It's okay, though.
Ooh.
I'm here to help your friend.
No, I like coppery. I used to take Monopoly pieces that were made of metal, and I'd put them in my mouth and suck on them because they tasted really nice.
What is this Monopoly?
Oh, it's a board game?
Yes.
It's a thing that you do together to either build camaraderie or tear friendships apart.
Wow.
There's not really a lot of gray area.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Well,
yeah, I think I've lost him, Beatrix. Ah, well.
Listen.
Who needs my help? Miss Dicey is here to help.
Miss Dicey. Okay. Well, I'm Beatrix.
Hello.
Nice to have you inside me, I guess.
Well,
that's not a
yes.
sentence I thought I'd say today.
No.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right. Well, considering that we've become so formally acquainted, I suppose, would you mind helping Bartholomew, like, leaving my essence and going down into the... You could probably hear him if he screams, bloody murder, because he's quite terrified right now. So,
yes.
If you could help
yes,
him...
Yes, of course, of course. All he needs to do is make a repetitive sound, something like a sonar that I can echolocate him with. So if he makes a small repetitive sound, I can follow that sound to him.
Bartholomew, getting this?
And stroke. And stroke.
Oh, that's good.
And
stroke. That is good.
And stroke.
Oh, yes. Oh, stroke. The thickness of his bristles is attracting
stroke.
You. Here I come.
Stroke.
Keep stroking.
Stroke. Stroke.
No, slow down. Slow down. Slow down.
Oh.
I don't want to find you too fast.
Stroke.
All right, here I come.
Stroke.
Seeping through every crevasse.
Bartholomew.
Stroke.
I hope you find these sirens and lights soothing. It's really soothing for me.
Stroke.
Ah,
stroke.
Bartholomew, I see you.
Stroke? Stroke?
Yes, you can stop stroking now. I'm right in front of you.
Oh.
Or finish stroking. Take one more stroke, just for old time's sake.
Stroke!
There we are. Now, I am here to help you. You may be put off by my form, or shall I say lack of form. But I am going to
Bartholomew, wait! This guy is bonkers bad news.
What is your basis for that, Al?
Reason the base is built is because of this cloud monster.
What? The base...
So, it has come out at last, is it? This base was formed to keep my kind at bay. And we suffered, we perished on the outside, without hosts to occupy. So, the truth is out. Bartholomew, you shall be my greatest conquest. Part your lips, Bartholomew. Part your lips and let Mist I see in. Let Mist I see in.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. With special guest, Lee Smart. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
But I am going to take... Yes? What is it?
What? No, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
Please, carry on.
I was about to lay...
I'm a little unsettled.
Okay, I don't... Listen, all right, I'll talk and then you talk.
It seems reasonable.
It does seem reasonable.
This guy is bonkers bad
what,
news.
What is your basis?
What is my basis?
For that, Al?
Oh,
I mean, he...
I thought you were talking to me. Who are you speaking with?
No, not you. Hang on. Here, maybe we could get like a talking stone or something and we could pass it around for when it's our turn to speak.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live-play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please help. I'm inside the dresser. Help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep,
we're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.